Like, I know your club never takes opposition lightly, but what do you guard against playing Arizona here that has struggled this year compared to maybe the last three where you look at teams that have had good years like yourselves have?
I'll take a look around our room. You know, we're pretty banged up. Opportunity for guys to step in the lineup. If anything, there should be a lot of excitement in our room, some increased opportunity for some players to, you know, try to fight their way and earn a spot in the lineup.
What's it like to integrate those young guys in here for a game like this tonight?
Well, you want to play with your group, you know. Injuries are part of the game, but we've been banged up here. So, you know, I think the guys that have come up have done a great job. I think Pazzy down, you know, with the Moose has done a great job of preparing these guys. So when they come up, they're ready to go.
What stood out from the early stage of this road trip, Blake? You knew it would be an opportunity with 10 in a row at home. You started pretty strong in this first week of it.
Yeah, good teams, and I think we've played pretty well. Like I said, you know, it's been tough. We're losing a lot of bodies here, seemingly by the day, but just bearing down, trying to play well defensively and capitalize on our opportunities.
Surprised you don't like that this division, there's just no wiggle room at all, no let up again. The other clubs are winning last night again, and you just got to keep pace.
Which year was it not like this in our division? You know what I mean?
It's standard procedure for the Central.
Right. So, no, not surprised. Coming in, knew it was going to be a dogfight. Never once have we expected it to be easy, and I don't think we care about what the other teams are doing in our division. Just trying to work on our game, try to get better every single day like we've done all year, approach each game the same way we've done all year, and we'll see where we stand at the end of the year.
Blake, where does the sense of calm come from with this team that has allowed you to handle all the injuries and maybe the new pressures that come along with being one of the top teams in the NHL in the standings?
Well, I think I just answered that question kind of before, you know, just by what I was talking about, that we don't read the newspapers or watch TSN all that much. I think we're focused on what we do in the room. We're focused on getting better every single day. You know, when a guy gets hurt, it's an opportunity for a guy to come in. A lot of excitement to have young players come in and play on a contending team. And so I think any pressure we feel is internal, you know, to perform at the standard that, you know, we've set for ourselves this year. So we base ourselves, you know, internally, and I think that's what's given us success this year so far.
There's a lot of attention paid to a Players Tribune piece by Laine that came out today. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it.
Nope.
Anything? In it, he shows...
Thanks for the heads up, Scott.
A lot of personality in it, which I think those are kind of around the room probably gotten used to seeing. But how would you describe Patrick's personality for those that maybe aren't familiar with it?
He's still a kid, you know. So I think... you know, he's feeling more comfortable in the room this year than I think he did last year. You know, he's still got some growing up to do. I think everyone's really enjoyed having him here. You know, he's not afraid to give it to people, you know, when he gets it, because he gets his fair share of it being a young guy and, you know, getting a lot of attention. So he's been great. He's been, you know, pretty laid back guy in the room, you know, pretty easygoing personality, and he's been enjoyable to be around.